This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A review of 2,500 cases handled by the FBI Hair Lab found out that out of 268 criminal cases nationwide between 1989 and 1999, the Bureau reported wrongly in favor of the prosecution in 257, or 96% of them. 32 of the defendants were sentenced to death, and 14 have been executed or died in prison. Worker representatives have filed a class action suit against Walmart and JCPenney on the second anniversary of the Rana Plaza disaster, in which a Bangladeshi garment factory collapsed and killed more than 1,000 workers. They've sued for the companies ignoring warning signs that their suppliers were violating labor laws. Milk consumption has grown fivefold in the 20 years in China between 1991 and 2011. 800,000 American families use the same amount of water annually that's used to grow alfalfa in California to feed the cows. 310,000 acre-feet of water are used to grow the U.S. alfalfa exported to China annually. A new Facebook app allowed millions of users in Nepal, India, Bhutan, and Bangladesh to be marked as safe after the Nepal disaster. Google and the Red Cross assembled databases with the names of people in affected areas. The list compiled by the International Committee of the Red Cross had 1,385 people registered as missing and 241 registered as alive and safe. That site allows users to input and search data. Federal law prohibits coordination between the candidates' organizations and the super PACs. That ban is fast becoming a fiction, with federal election regulators uninterested and unable to enforce the law. For the first time in 50 years, the U.S. has lowered the recommendations for the amount of fluoride in water, saying kids are getting too much fluoride. Pope Francis is preparing a major encyclical on the impact of climate change on the poor. Riot broke out in reaction to police brutality in Baltimore after the funeral of another victim of bad policing. South Korean Prime Minister has resigned over a scandal in which he's accused of taking illegal cash from a businessman. UN report finds that Israeli army killed over 40 civilians in six UN schools during the Gaza conflict. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.